This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, across the nation, thanks to Australia's only LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9, and Star Observer, your destination for queer news online and in print. This is QNN. Now, here's your host, Matthew Wade.
I'm Matthew Wade, and this is your QNN update. A Melbourne-based LGBT advocate has announced his plans to boo the Liberal Party contingent at this year's Midsummer Pride March. At last year's march, Tony Pittman was allegedly threatened by a security guard and then detained by police when he booed the party, something march organisers have since apologised for. This year, Pittman intends to use a megaphone to boo the Liberal Party contingent for the entire length of the march. He said, "I want the party to understand that not everyone in the community welcomes them to Pride." Amnesty International Australia has called on Matthias Cormann to condemn the resurgence of anti-LGBTI violence in Chechnya when he attends the World Economic Forum in Davos this week. Senator Cormann is heading the Australian contingent at the World Economic Forum, which will also be attended by a high-level Russian delegation, potentially including President Vladimir Putin. Amnesty International has verified recent reports that Chechnya's authorities have resumed their purge of LGBTI people, with as many as 40 people detained and tortured in what has been described as concentration camps. The Melbourne Queer Film Festival has encouraged people across Australia to vote for their favourite finalist in the Keep the Vibe Alive short film competition. The competition, which was launched in October last year by MQFF and Quit Victoria, aim to highlight smoking rates in the LGBTI community by asking filmmakers to submit a written pitch for the production of a 60-second short film challenging the perception that smoking is attractive. The University of New South Wales Centre for Social Research in Health and the Kirby Institute are partnering on a new study exploring PrEP use in gay and bisexual men's relationships. The researchers behind the study are looking to talk to men who use PrEP, who have primary partners, like a boyfriend, partner or husband, to take part in a face-to-face interview to discuss their relationships and sex lives. The Re-PrEP study will help develop an understanding of what PrEP means to gay and bi men as it becomes a more common HIV prevention strategy. Melbourne gay nightclub Puff Doof has apologised for a brief it once used for new photographers and said it is no longer part of their identity. The brief, which was circulated via screenshot on social media last week, has been criticised by members of the LGBTI community for its exclusionary language and dismissal of women patrons. In the brief, the club makes clear to photographers what kinds of images they do and do not want taken. Listed as a high priority are images of muscled men, famous drag queens and hot boys, while images of women and boys with bad skin are prohibited. Students at Oxford University in England are calling for Australian legal philosopher and professor John Finnis to be fired over writings that students believe are anti-gay. Hundreds of students have signed the petition against Finnis, who says his writings, which include the idea that acceptance of homosexuality is an active threat to the stability of existing and future marriages, is strictly philosophical. Critics of the petition say firing Finnis would undermine academic and religious freedom, but those backing it perceive Finnis's writings to be actively dehumanising students. That was your QNN update. Now to your sport report. Richmond Football Club will again be involved in Midsummer Festival this year, after taking part in the festival's Carnival Day over the weekend. Richmond's involvement in the festival was supported by the Golden Tigers, an LGBTIQ+ supporter group dedicated to ensuring a safe experience for Richmond fans attending the football. The International Triathlon Union has backpedaled on a recent decision to ban rainbow flags from their competitions, saying they will revisit the rule in light of the backlash it has received. After it was reported in the news and an online petition was created, the ITU responded in a statement saying, "The ITU has always stood for equality, inclusion and respect. We will immediately revisit the rule to ensure the individual's rights of expression continue to be embraced." That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9 in collaboration with Star Observer. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app. and visit starobserver.com.au for up-to-date news and current affairs from a queer perspective. Distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.